Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Jamie, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Let's jump into a few things. So a mic with
you. You sound really ready for me today.
No, I do. I have a bunch of things here. I've got okay. Notes. Okay. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Do you have a microwave, a shared microwave at your workplace?
Yeah, so funny enough, I'm upstairs in the break area where we have snacks and a microwave.
Oh.
Yes, why do you ask?
Oh, what kind of snacks do we have?
Oh, let me tell you today. We've got some potato chips, some Ruffles, some sour cream and onion. Looks like a couple bags of Cheetos are left. Some coffee is still brewing. Cheez-Its. Oh, it looks like Cheez-Its. Very exciting.
I kind of like Cheez-Its. Dave already said on Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its
I love
are Cheez-Its. Tremendous.
Yeah, Cheez-Its are great. Yeah. So every day, do you have different snacks that are available to be shared?
They do seem to alternate quite a bit, actually. Last week, there was a lot more like cookies and nuts and muffins and things.
Wow. Wait till Barry Weiss hears about that. That's all gone.
I hate to tell you, she doesn't have anything to do with that because she's on the news side, and I'm up in the break room that's shared with sales and the other paramount parts of the business. So
yeah. I don't know. I think she's coming up with the snacks.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Do they like bring lunch at times too?
Well, yeah. So this is kind of a new concept. So the funny thing out here in Los Angeles is, you know, Paramount ended up selling a number of properties.
Right.
And so there's been my building in particular, there's now people within the Paramount group who are working out of this building. They have to actually sign up to use some of the office space. So it's kind of a multi-use. I wouldn't say it's just our break room and news. It's like the break room for a bunch of different entities.
We'd like this, Dave. A closed circuit to Brad and Gons. We'd like snacks to pick from each day, right?
Nice thing that we'll have around here. We get the bad coffee.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Bad hot chocolate.
Yeah. Our hot chocolate. Where do you stand on hot chocolate? 0 to 10.
Well, if there's alcohol in it, it's great.
Yeah.
It's light.
People have just discovered why I love hot chocolate. Thank you very much. So
you're welcome.
So this person worked at a place where the microwave kept breaking down over and over and over again. So decided to bring in their own microwave and then locked it so no one else could use the microwave. So the company microwave doesn't work. This individual was very upset about it, complained about it. Nothing changed. Brought in their own locked microwave. Jamie Ukas is the boss. What do you say in this circumstance?
Well, there's more nuance to the story than you're letting on. So it turns out that in the boss's office, there's a microwave that the employees are not allowed to use, and that these particular employees who did not have a microwave, they had one, and it broke within, like, the day that they gave them a microwave. And so it was like 20 guys, I think it was like a truck driving company, right? And they broke the microwave within one day.
Yep.
And the guy that then brought in a locked microwave went to everyone and said, hey, we broke the microwave. Why don't I buy one? Does anyone want to chip in? And no one wanted to chip in. So I have no problem with this guy putting a lock on the microwave.
Yeah. Dave, he brought it in. Nobody else is willing to pay. That's it. It's his microwave, right?
Yes. If you put it out for everybody, say, hey, chip in a little bit. Let's get $10 from each. Let's get ourselves
in. How expensive is a microwave these days? Isn't it like $40? Can't you get one for like $40?
Probably a little more. Although if you just need a small one at work, probably right in that area.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say the person didn't. Because I like the scenario I gave. The person doesn't ask anybody. Okay. Doesn't ask anybody when no one else has access to it and brings in the microwave and locks it. What do you think of that coworker?
I mean, that's weird. That's a little odd.
Yeah. Over a microwave. Right? Now, Dave's middle name is Frugal. Okay. Our microwave here doesn't work half the time. Our area on the second floor is a disaster.
Anytime Susie's been near it, just avoid it for 3 days.
It's the truth.
There's oatmeal everywhere.
There's oatmeal everywhere. Oh, and then she leaves bowls in the sink. You know, and there's a note that says, I think it's three times.
Three pleases.
Please, please, please don't leave your dishes in the sink. Only one person violates the policy. Somebody we love, Susie Jones, on a regular basis.
Well, it's Susie.
Yeah.
I know Susie.
Exactly.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does make perfect sense. Dave, how would you feel? Okay, would you share your microwave with me and your fellow colleagues?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I didn't think you would either.
If you pay
me. Well, especially, like, aren't you guys bothered by the people who heat up fish in the office? Like, let's lock those people out.
That's grounds for dismissal, right?
Right?
Yeah, that's awful. Okay, did you see and did you talk about the study? Was it late last week? No, it was the weekend. Relationship experts trying to say the idea of never go to bed angry might be bad advice. Did you see that?
It's terrible advice.
Okay, go ahead and explain.
I don't need to see the article. I think it's an awful thing. I think sometimes you need to take a pause to actually calm yourself down.
That's it.
And think about what it is that you are, why are you engaging in this? Like, take the time to really sit and go, what is this about for me? And then be able to come back to the conversation.
As Lee Hamilton once said to Joe Sensor in a football broadcast, don't step on my touchdown call. I agree with you 1,000%. Because sometimes we're also entrenched in a position. Maybe it's lasted for a while, or maybe it's going to take a while longer to entangle everything. How long do we got to stay up? Wait, it might get worse? No.
Oh, I think it always gets worse. If you're going round and round and round and round and round. I mean, it's exhausting. And then when you're tired, you're even worse at trying to negotiate.
Now, some might say if you're tired, you might just say, it's not worth it. Just give up the ghost. But if that's the position you're in, are you really giving up or are you just so fatigued by it? I'm just done. I'm just moving on. And you're really not moving on.
Oh, I think that happens all the time, too. Yeah. You just get worn down.
Okay, Dave, in your situation, you guys are battling a little bit. Do you think we got to resolve this right away or just kind of move on, revisit it? Or, oh, by the way, sometimes. This is also not a bad idea sometimes. Just move on. Just wake up the next day. You don't want to do this all the time. But sometimes the next day, just move on with the rest of your day.
Well, the conversation.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't know that you just move on. I think sometimes you owe someone an apology or you're going to need to get an apology before you can move on.
Sometimes. But sometimes if it's something where you're both so entrenched and that circumstance was meaningful for some reason, but then both of you realize later, let's just go on with the rest of our lives. I don't know if you have to revisit it every time. Do you think you need to have some sort of clarity and some sort of closure?
I think you do. I think there needs to be some type of repair.
Dave, what do you think?
Usually, yes. I mean, there's certain items, you know, that might be pretty trivial that you say, okay, that was dumb. We're done.
Yep.
Let's move on. But most of the time, it's good to at least address it the next day.
I think so. And I'm just saying, I think some couples, especially if you've been with each other for a long time, and let's say the relationship is overwhelmingly good, I think some couples just can say, okay, we're just going to move past it. We both know we've moved past it. And I don't know if the words need to be spoken every time, but more often it is better to know where both sides are at in the conversation so there isn't that misinterpretation. Okay, here's another one for you. I went to an all-female adult sleepaway camp. Here's what happened. Jamie Yukis can go to an adult sleepaway camp. Let's say you're going, by the way, and you're not going with two good friends. You're just signing up for a weekend retreat. Are you in or out?
I'm in.
You're in. Okay, how come?
I'm in. Well, because I just think of, like, you know, when you're a kid, it's like the best time ever. You go, you meet new people, you have your little camp friends, you get to do activities that you don't normally do, you can go fishing and, you know, do arts and crafts. I mean, it sounds amazing. You don't have to be an adult.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
$884, 450 women joined end of September, farm-to-table meals, nightly theme parties, swag bags filled with exclusive goodies. Well, how exclusive can they be if you're there for Well, if you're there for 3 days and it's $884,
That's like most hotels now. You're there three. Is it three nights? Four? How many nights?
Well, I'm guessing it's probably if it's 3 days, maybe it's, you know, you're checking in the Friday, and so you're staying there Friday, Saturday night, and you're leaving Sunday.
That's what you think. Well, so it's like $250 a day.
Yeah. Yeah,
a little under $300 a day.
Right.
I don't think that sounds that bad.
Dave, you're going there and you know not a soul. But it sounds like some things, Pilates, poolside popsicles, color war.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Dave, don't know a person. You going?
This particular camp sounds a little bit more bougie than I'd like to sign up for. I would like it to be just like summer camp was as a kid. There's basically no rules. You know, you got a beach, you got activities on land, whether you're playing kickball or whatever. All I want is a decent bed. If you give me a good, comfortable bed, I'm 100% in.
Yeah, I guess for me, I would need to know there are a few things that I already really enjoy or I've thought about doing, or I see that and I'm going, that sounds really good. If it's, I'm just going there, Jamie, and I have no idea what I'm going to do, and I'm not there with the soul I know, and it's just the mystery of it, I think I'm out.
Okay, this is where I do think men and women are so different, right? So I hear that it's a bunch of women and I don't know any of them. And I go, oh my gosh, how fun. I'm going to meet new people. I'm going to probably create a new community based on this camp. I'm going to have all of these networking connections and cool opportunities to connect after camp. This is going to be the greatest thing ever. And I think men have kind of lost how to have community and make friends. And it's like statistically been proven that you're a lot more lonely than women.
Get out of here. We've lost the ability to make friends? Come on.
I think so. Statistically, I'm going to look up a statistic. I think that like you guys are a lot more lonely than we are.
What do you think?
I buy it. I think she's right.
Thank you.
I think there
the
are
then going backstab on each other 6 months later.
Yeah, right. Let's.
The New York Times just in May, an article, "Where have all my deep male friendships gone? The notion that men in this country suck at friendship is so widespread that it's become a truism."
Okay.
Psychology Today article, "Making friends as a man is hard." The Guardian, an uphill battle. Why are midlife men struggling to make and keep friends? Maybe it's because you're not willing to go to camp.
Yeah, Chad.
I like meeting new friends. Don't get me wrong. You know me. I crave to go out with people. It makes my life better. Let's not act like every woman you know is going to go at that camp and is not going to be catty. You know, I mean, I know the two of us have never had a conversation ever about somebody we both know and said this and that, you know. So the idea was just all going to be kumbaya.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm not going to start naming names right now. Get a couple glasses of wine in me and bingo, I'm ready to go.
Samesies.
All right. You go to one of these camps and get back to me. I would love that.
Are you paying for it? If you pay for it, I'll go.
If you, will you video chronicle it?
I mean, I know you can't even take me to dinner and pay the tab, so I don't.
Get out of here, you know. Yes, if I will pay if you also video the individuals you cannot stand, because I know you well enough that 80. Here's what I'm saying, Dave, knowing Jamie very well, caring for 80% of the people there, minimum, she's going to like, find a connection. I need the 20%, though, or the 50%. What a biatch this woman is. Okay, I need that
my
part.
My favorite quote I've seen since Jane Goodall died is this reporter asking her if there are humans she doesn't like, and she's like, yeah, of course.
Yes.
So I'm like, look, I'm just like Jane Goodall.
Yes, exactly. Well, she was talking about sending people to space, like, one way, right?
Yeah, I loved her. She was amazing.
Yeah, that's fairly honest. How about next?
I have a list like that.
I was going to say, next Tuesday, you go first. We'll read our lists. Who do we want sent to space and not return?
Oh, that could get ugly fast.
Yeah, fun as always. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Jamie with us. Her former partner in crime, Jason DeRussia. In St. Paul? I didn't even know he knew St. Paul existed.
Oh, he loves St. Paul. Come on, big fan.
He's become a big fan of St. Paul. He's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.